The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
So I have a question for you. When's the last time you waited in line and it was worth it? Can we talk about this? Good morning. Oh. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Your line yesterday was no bueno.
No. So yesterday I was going through the airport. And so I just got to walk past the line and see the line. I didn't have to wait in the line.
So what the news is usually like saying, oh, I think they make it more than what it is. They're not this time. It's really crazy.
No, for the holidays, I remember them saying all these stories, and I walked into the airport, and there was no one there. Yesterday, there was a lot of people in there. And the line went all the way down into the baggage claim and out the back door.
So the people
are outside sweating.
If you've...
That's what I kept thinking. I was like, I can't believe they're standing out here sweating.
Yeah, and so you're talking about three city blocks of just a line of people.
Yeah.
And that's so crazy.
Yeah.
But there's sometimes...
They had people handing out water.
We've waited in line for 45 minutes to get a good meal. Like, Otto is, like, dead set. If he wants to go eat somewhere and he sees five stars and all these reviews, he's fancy like that. He's like, we're staying here almost an hour. I'm starving to death. but
most of the time, it's worth it.
Yeah. Yes. See, so that's okay. If I'm standing in line for
what am I willing to wait in line for? I'm willing to wait in line for shoes. I've waited in line for shoes.
Oh, so that the shoe thing is back. Have you seen Costco dropped
Costco
an exclusive
shoe
Nike shoe drop? You could
Costco drop shoes?
Anthony.
They had a Nike they dropped. It was a few weeks ago.
You could only get the shoes in line at Costco, and they were not ready
this. No.
It was insane. There were hundreds and hundreds of people in line all over the country, and now they're selling for thousands of dollars on eBay because they have the little Kirkland.
Man, that cool.
Evidently, they are.
Somebody wants people. That, right?
One of the things I circle back for every time if I see a long line is for some good gas prices. Like if I see if I see an extra 10 cents
Talk
across the
it,
street,
Anthony.
I am going to park behind the other car waiting.
I'm
going
to drive 10 miles to get to get cheap
to save
gas.
10 cents.
I don't care. Like in my head, it's worth it. But in the end, it's not. Like,
I'm trying to think of things I wait in line for. Concerts, clubs.
I remember back then. Not anymore. Nobody does that anymore. There's no clubs. But yes, you're right. If you grew up in the 2005s to 2010s, if you were frequenting the clubs, you were waiting in line and it was worth it. You got in there, you're like, what? Or if you were cute, you just got to the front of the line. They let you ride in the club. You felt so special.
Do you know what else I remember waiting in a long line for? Cruise ship. Every time you get on the cruise ship, it takes forever.
Yeah, that does take a long time. Anthony's never cruised, though.
You never cruised?
No, I'm a non-cruise shipper. But in comparison to line waiting, the only thing that I consistently wait in line for is kolaches.
Kolaches. How can we forget about coffee? Every single morning, Butch Bros and Big Bucks, they got lines for days. Is it really worth it? Hold on, let me sip my coffee. Yeah, it is.
It's
right?
worth it.
100%. Okay, Anthony A., what do we have for National Day?
On this day, 6 years ago, the World Health Organization declared the coronavirus a pandemic. It is the coronaversary.
I blocked it. That was just such an awful time. Everything was shut down. There were so many things canceled. It was bad.
Do you remember actually talking about it? We were all in the studio, and we were all like, man, stuff's really about to change.
Yeah, we were supposed to throw out the first pitch at the Dodgers game.
Gosh. I'm still mad about that. That was going to be my major league debut right there.
Only chance you had, Otto. Only chance you had.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, so this story really captured my attention because I've never heard of a story where a woman is missing for 24 years and then is found alive. And that's exactly what happened.
Tell us what happened.
So she's from North Carolina. Her name is Michelle Hunley Smith. And in December of 2001, she said, hey, I'm going to go into Virginia. I guess, I don't know, they live in some rural area called Eden, like 15,000 people. Very small area. She said, I'm going to go in to town and do some Christmas shopping. Her family said, okay. And they never saw her again.
Oh.
At the time, her husband, you know, got police involved. The FBI got involved, missing persons. Her daughter was 14, just wondered forever.
Did she skip out on her family?
So, yeah. Here's her daughter, actually, early on. When the case, not really early on, she's already an adult here, but they're still wondering what happened. She's wondering what happened to my mother.
There's not a Christmas that goes by that she's not running through my mind. Oh. Sometimes it's harder to remember, the way she looked, not in her glamour shots, but everyday life, and it's getting harder and harder. People say that it gets easier, but it really doesn't. If something, you know, more sinister happened, I care what happened to her. I want to know what happened to her.
That's so sad. And she was found alive only 175 miles away from where she lived. Now, her daughter has since, she hasn't made a video statement or audio statement, but she did write that she's glad her mother is safe and that she's conflicted with her emotions, but she still loves her very much. She basically ran away from home is what she did.
Has the mom gave a statement?
The mom went to jail. So she had a DUI the month before she ran away from home. She'd been pulled over for driving while intoxicated. And she never appeared in court. Well, when authorities found her, the judge is like, well, you got to come to court, lady. So she was arrested by authorities.
Did she skip town and skip out on her family because of a DUI?
I don't think so. There must be something deeper. Here's what the sheriff had to say about
this. When she was located, she was asked that basic question. And she said apparently there were some ongoing domestic issues at the time that she departed. She left on her own accord, but it was a reference to some ongoing domestic issues. At this point in time, we're not aware of any domestic calls or anything that I can be advised of that I can relate that occurred prior to her departure. The only thing I can tell you is from our position at this point is that she was located safe. Okay. There was no foul play in her going missing.
That would just hurt my heart, though. And I get it. I don't know what her problem was or why she needed to run away, but not explaining to her daughter. And to this day, she still has not spoken to her own daughter, who is now in her 30s, right? She has to be in her 30s at this point. I felt really sad. I know one of my mom's best friends did that. She ran away from home and her daughter, you know, her family looked for her. They hired a private investigator. She was a stylist, a hairstylist. Remember, she was so beautiful. They had this beautiful home we'd go visit. And I used to feel envy. Yeah, I was little and they just had the most beautiful home and her daughter had the best things and toys and clothes. And then when my mother told me that she was missing, people really thought she'd been kidnapped. Well, it turns out she just ran away and they found her 6 years later. And then when her daughter was going to have her quinceañera, she called that day. Ooh. It had been like 8 years or something. And the daughter was like, I don't want to talk to you. Why are you calling me?
Of course she doesn't want to talk to her.
My 15th birthday. But the mom wanted to say happy birthday and I love you.
To make her feel good about the situation.
You ever just felt like running away from home because you're so fed up?
I ran away one time. I was 8 years old.
Otto, where did you go?
We had just moved from Minnesota to New Mexico, and I was sick of this. I couldn't believe we had moved. And so
I couldn't handle it.
I took off. I got like 3 blocks from the house. I got to the park, and I remember I saw this comb that was in the sand. And I picked it up and remember putting it in my back pocket, and I was like, I'm on my own now. I'm going to need this comb. I went home after that.
Nobody went looking for you?
No, but my mom didn't even notice I was gone.
Oh my God. No wonder you ran away from home.
Maybe that sand is the reason you have that great hair today, you know?
It could be. It
could be that comb. It's all because
What happened to the comb?
I had it for a long time. I will say, I did hold on to that comb for some reason.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, I know.
Would you use it?
Yeah, I did.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Dallas Cowboy quarterback Dak Prescott and his fiancée Sarah Ramos have split.
Ooh.
And I know exactly why, and it had to do with the prenup. So let's get into it and hear what Dak Prescott has to say about his family after celebrity birthdays. Anthony A.
Friend of the show, Paul Wall, is celebrating his birthday. We also have Johnny Knoxville celebrating a birthday and Terrence Howard. We'll wrap it up right there.
Dak Prescott and Sarah Ramos were supposed to be getting married soon.
Next month, right?
And when the whole they're broken up thing came down, I was shocked.
Well, she sent out a letter that said that cancel your plans because they were getting married in
Italy, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
somewhere out of the country. I mean, some beautiful wedding, obviously. And her Instagram, I just stalked it, was filled with photos of celebration, love, the birth of their two daughters, like all of these wonderful moments. And when it came down to it, allegedly, it's because she doesn't want to sign a prenup.
Ooh.
And they had a big old fight, like a screaming blowout match on the yacht.
In
front of everybody. And I'm with her. Do not sign the prenup. For what?
I'm with
Why?
I'm with Dak.
Why? Of course you are. Why?
I'm a guy's guy, so Dak has to protect a franchise player, which is him here.
And I gave you two children. Don't you dare ask me to sign anything.
He just signed a $240 million contract.
Good. You don't trust your wife? Why are you marrying her then? I'm with her. Well, then you don't trust me?
She doesn't trust him?
What? No, I'm not asking you to sign anything.
Well, why is she entitled to half of that money if it doesn't work out?
Why isn't she if it doesn't work out? They're partners. Well, she freely gave him children. They are obviously very happy.
She participated in the children part.
Exactly. But and he is not trusting her enough to just marry her and walk. You're thinking divorce before we even said I do?
No.
Hold on. Listen to Dak. He's so in love. He's talking to the press about his family and where he is in life.
It's something I do not take for granted one bit, whether it be the time in the dining hall, whether it be in the locker room. Obviously, it's out there on the practice field. Knowing this stage of life, getting to spend it with, you know, my daughter and my fiance, my daughters and my fiance out there on the field, is that's what says 10 more than anything. You know, as being a young guy, watching the older guys play with their kids afterwards and just understanding that's where I am now, how great it is.
He's so happy. See, just marry the woman that makes you happy.
This is the red flag that would make me not trust her.
Why?
You should just sign on to be married to me. You don't have to have half of everything if it doesn't work out.
Well, you don't have to be thinking about it not working out before we're even married.
Most marriages end in divorce. It's more than half now.
Otto, well, then roll the dice, baby. Roll the
That's
dice.
Just dumb.
Kobe did not have a prenup. Ben Affleck and J-Lo didn't have a prenup.
Come on.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
To quote Drake, you know, she wasn't with him shooting in the gym. I'm pretty sure Dak Prescott's wife wasn't throwing passes in the facility either.
It doesn't matter. She's been by his side. And that's his fiance. She's been by his side.
She was the one who had all the money and she wanted him to sign a prenup, you would be singing an entirely different tune.
I would not. Adele's husband didn't sign a prenup. She freely gave him 50%. You know why? Because she loves him. They had children together. She's not fighting over the money. Kelly Clarkson didn't have a prenup. Her husband was a jerk, was horrible. Took all the money. She's like, fine, take it. Guess what she did? She ended up going and taking care of him when he was on his deathbed. Don't tell me that women don't do it better.
Those are different scenarios.
None of it is different scenarios. The scenario is that they didn't fight over the money. You know what? Jeff Bezos and Mackenzie Scott didn't have a prenup, and he gave her half. Why?
And now because she's the richest person in the world.
Not anymore, because she gives all her money away. She might still be. I don't know.
I don't see anything wrong with what Dak's doing.
I don't think there's anything wrong with him asking, but if she says no... Trust
then
her.
Then it makes me question her motives.
It makes me question his. What are you going to go do, Dak, that's going to make her want half?
Imagine telling you. They were having this argument at the bachelorette party. Oh, that would suck to be one of the people there.
I am with her 100%. And what I'm
with
hoping,
him 100%.
I'm hoping that they get back together. I'm hoping that he sees the light. And they walk down the aisle.
I'm hoping
and they
she
live,
sees the light.
And they live happily ever after. Because if you don't trust her enough, you're already thinking divorce before you
don't
even
marry
say
my
I
man
do.
For money. Just marry him for love.
He's not. She's not marrying him for money.
It looks
obviously.
Like she is right now.
Well, they're not getting married at all. She broke it off.
Because she wants the money.
No, because she wants a man who loves her and trusts her. And there should be no conditions. 877-730-DCS1. Don't you think she's in the right? Am I right or am I right?
Or
call
she
or
wrong.
Text now. We'll be back after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I just saw one of the most amazing stories on TikTok. It's inspiring. There's a man who was diagnosed with a syndrome that's going to lead to his eventual paralysis. And there's nothing that anyone can do about it.
I can't imagine being paralyzed.
Well, he didn't think of it that way. He said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to quit my job. I'm going to grab my cat and we're going to sail from Portland because that's where he's from. And they're setting sail to Hawaii because he's always wanted to. And good for him. Good for
him. More power to him. I mean, if I got some kind of diagnosis like that, I would probably do something.
Well, Automatic, I'm telling you now that every day you're one day closer to the inevitable. So what are you doing? You know what I mean? Why are we waiting for this kind of thing is my question to you, husband.
Well, because we got bills and we got life. That's why. But
okay, well, we're living it, but we got to live it. What would you do if you found out something like this happened to you? What would be the first thing you would do?
First of all, I can't imagine myself not working. I just can't.
Because you love
I love what I do. I love DJing. Yeah. I love talking on the radio. I love doing what I do. So I can't imagine not working. I probably wouldn't work as much.
Okay.
The other thing I would do is I'm going to try to be around my family as much as possible. So like by going on a trip or doing something where I'm just around my immediate family all the time. I don't want to be separated from them. And the other thing I would probably do is make like a video series for advice for my unborn grandchildren.
Oh, that's a good one right there, DJ Automatic. Okay. And what would you do? That's I didn't even think about something like that. So that you live forever in their lives. They can play it for their kids and so on. Aunt, this is you. What are you doing?
I mean, me and Otto on the opposite. I love everybody, but I am going to stop working immediately. I'll probably retire from everything. Stand-up comedy, radio, all of the above.
Really?
And also, I would make a nice social media retirement post. I've always wanted to do those. Like, I'm getting off of social media, but that time, you would really mean it. So that would be the second thing.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
The last travels I'd want to do, there's a big comedy festival over in Europe. It's the Edinburgh Comedy Festival, and I've always wanted to go do that. But right now, I couldn't like fathom having the energy or time to do it. So if something like this was to come to my way, then that would definitely be one of the things I'd want to get off my bucket list.
There's so many things I think of. I'll go see my mom, and then I would want my kids around me, just like you said, DJ Automatic. I would want my whole family around me. And what I would do is I would take out the biggest loan I could, because who cares? I'm dying anyway. I'm not going to pay it back.
There you go.
And we would go to Vatican City, and we'd go see the Sistine Chapel, and we would stay there as long as that loan provided us to. We'd rent a fancy Airbnb. So
for some reason, I feel like I'm going to be the one who gets stuck with that bill, though.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
George Clooney doesn't want to sell his tequila anymore. It's something else in the same vein. Otto will reveal all in food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. Inside the Kohl's studio, I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Past Due Amount.
Okay, so the Uber's women-only option went nationwide earlier this week. This inside the app will allow you to find a woman driver.
I actually used it. I booked one for my mom.
Did you, Otto?
Yeah, and it was pretty simple, and it works. She got a female driver, and yeah, it was great.
Well, your kind, your gender is suing.
Well, but we
your
are,
gender, yeah, because they're saying it's completely unfair and unfounded because there haven't been a lot of instances where men have harmed women, and it's taking jobs away from them unfairly.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I do get that part, but at the same time, like, I felt way more comfortable sending my mom with another female than I would have with some random guy.
But your mom, hasn't she been in Ubers and Lyfts with random guys all the time?
My mom does not take rideshare very often.
I've never had one problem with an Uber or Lyft driver.
I'm also thinking about, too, like, what happens if you set your expectations for a woman driver and then you order it late and there's only men drivers available?
They do tell you when there's no female drivers available.
I mean, I don't know. Lyft already has a lawsuit against them because they did it first.
You know, I am pro, though. You should be able to maybe choose your driver. That'd be an interesting dynamic.
Well, now you can pick favorite. You can favorite a driver, and they will give you that option to pick.
If they're in your area. If yeah. I remember that woman driver that had her dog with her, and the dog pooed in the car, and the man had to ride along. See, that your mom wouldn't have liked that, would she?
No.
She would not have liked that. All right, what do we have for food news, DJ Automatic?
George Clooney and his Casamigos friends are launching a new non-alcoholic beer brand, and they're going to call it Crazy Mountain.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Beer tastes nasty, and now you can't even get a buzz off of it? Well, why? If you're drinking it, aren't you drinking
some
it
people
for a buzz?
Like the taste of beer.
Who?
It's an acquired taste. I like the taste of beer.
Dana, to answer your question, for those in recovery as well, too. You know, I've known people who they'll enjoy those on a Sunday afternoon rather than a full beer. I don't know about the name. Crazy Mountain is too close to Brokeback Mountain.
And there's a cowboy on here that looks like he could have been part of it.
Yep. It's,
he might have been cast in Brokeback Mountain, but hey.
Beer tastes nasty. You can't change acquired taste. Otto, when's the last time you drank a beer?
A couple weeks ago.
And before that?
A couple weeks before that probably.
That is a lie. That is such probably a lie. You haven't had beer at the house in years. The last six-pack you had went skunky.
Yeah, I don't drink beer that often, but when I do...
Because it's not that good.
I want to have alcohol in it, though.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're going to play Who's Lying right now and give away some free Dana Cortez Show merch. Woo! All right, hit them phone line, 877-730-DCS1. And our contestant is on the line. Hi, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. What's your name?
I'm Alexandra.
All right, Alexandra.
What's up, Alexandra?
Let's play Who's Lying.
Oh, my God. You guys, I have been calling for, like, literally a week and a half. So I am so excited to at least hear your guys' voice.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited for you. I want you to win this so badly. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I hope so.
Oh, okay. Now, listen. Are you ready to do this to win the free merch?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So, listen. Listen, Linda. Remember the little boy that used to say that? Remember him? Okay. First time I bought a house, I'm Dana Cortez, and the first time I bought a home, I still remember wondering, how am I going to make the payment? Now, listen, girl, I paid $69,000 for this house. But you have to understand, I didn't make a lot of money, but luckily my mother co-signed for me and I made my $800 payment, whatever it was at the time. And thanks to her trusting me that early in my life, I had a 2 in front of my age. I was able to buy a home ever since then. I've always owned my own home. So thank you, Mom. Unfortunately, I spent all the money I made, though. I blew it. Aww. Anyway, when I sold the house, whatever.
DJ Automatic here. My first house was actually a mini mansion. It was 4,500 square feet. It had an interior courtyard, views of the Rio Grande and the mountains. But unfortunately, I bit off more than I could chew, and I bought it at the top of the market, and I had to sell for cheap.
Dang. Yo, what up? Anthony A. And I bought a townhouse last year, and I was so excited about having a garage until it basically just turned into a storage for stuff I should have thrown away. And I'm still not forgiving the movers because they lost my frame high school football jersey, the only proof that I was ever athletic.
Okay, Mama Sandra, you have to guess who's lying to win the free merch, and I am sending you all the good energy. Who's lying?
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to guess, I don't know, Dana?
No!
I know. My second guess was like Anthony A.
It was Anthony!
It was Anthony!
It was just like...
Girl.
I know.
No, that's okay. I'm more disappointed than you.
Anthony. I said Anthony.
No, I can't believe my mother co-signed for me back then. I think I was making $20,000 a year. I'm not even kidding you. And Otto and I bought our first house he bought his first house with me when we got married. And we had a short sale. We ended up having a short sale, ruined our credit. Yep. It was so hard. Oh, I wish everybody could win. I really wish everybody could win, but we can't afford all those hoodies. So that's right.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.